Hello and welcome to On the Daily. In today's episode, I am sharing about how I launch things as a generator in human design. I'm going to go through each of the types, but there is a process that I have that I don't always follow. And when I don't, it's very obvious because things don't sell as well. And the last few months, I've been really head down building something huge that is only a few days from being birthed into the world. And it's because I have followed very much the way a generator should and will feel the best launching anything. So I want to tell you about that today. So if you are in business and you launch things, you're getting ready to launch things, maybe you've had flopped launches in the past and you just like don't know why, because you know that what you have to say is the shit and you're just ready for people to also feel like it's the shit, then this episode is for you. So keep on listening. Hey friend, welcome to On the Daily. I'm your host, Danielle McCleary, and I am a quantum business coach. I'm the host of this podcast. I'm a multi-six-figure entrepreneur, co-founder and president of Hype You Media, and CEO of Danielle on the Daily Coaching. What I'm really interested in is helping you live a life and have a business that is a full body yes. So through all of my education and all of my experience, I'm bringing you two episodes a week where I will guide you and give you the tools necessary to scale a massive, sustainable, and sexy business using your intuition, wealth energetics, and human design. What we can call it is business biohacking. So if you're down for that, then I say let's frickin' go. I'm so glad you're here. Before we get into this episode, I have a free masterclass coming out at the end of this month. It is a live masterclass and it is called Persona, where I am really going to teach you how to use the biggest criticisms that people have about you that you've probably been afraid of your whole life. And maybe in the past, you've like shifted the way that you live, the way that you think, the way that you speak, so that these things are not like said to you. I am actually going to teach you how to turn those into your greatest protection so that your truest and most powerful gifts can really be shown to the world in the right way. And by that, I mean to really only be given to people who've earned it, the people closest to you, your family, your friends, people who pay you. And so we're going to be going over a lot of astrology in this masterclass. But if you feel like it is so hard for you to show up online, or if you feel like posting content is really like kind of the bane of your existence, or even if you feel like there's a disconnect between the way that people perceive you and the way that you actually are, this masterclass is going to be for you. Because trust me, I used to pride myself on being the exact same person online that I was in real life. And guess what that did? It burned me all the way out. And I have since learned better, and I'm going to teach you all about it. And so this masterclass is 100% free. It will be taking place at the end of March. And if you want to know more about it, you can click the link in our show notes and you can register for that. And we will send you all of the information. So I hope to see you inside of Persona later this month. Launching according to your human design. This is a really big topic, and it's one that I will eventually go deeper into soon. Wink, wink. But not quite. You got to wait a few more days before I really tell you what's been going on. But I want to tell you a little bit about what's been going on. So my entire business, pretty much my entire journey in entrepreneurship has really been like leap pad to leap pad. Like I really do feel like a leapfrog, and I just keep leaping from like leap pad to leap pad, right? Lily pad to lily pad. And it's all in search of like my mountaintop. And I don't know what my mountaintop is. I think I have an idea, and I've thought I've had ideas in the past and then it changes. So what I can say is everything I have done up until this point has like led me to the next thing. And what I'm getting ready to launch, which stick around my Instagram later this week, because kind of tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, you're really going to start to get some ideas as to like what the heck I've been working on. I feel like I've been this like scientist in a lab, and you've all had your like ear to the door wondering like what the heck Danielle's working on next. And And I'm finally ready to tell you. So stick around my Instagram over the next couple of days. But pretty much everything I've worked on up until now has led me to this moment. And while I still don't think that what I am about to launch is my mountaintop, I do think that as up until this point, this is my life's work. And I'm really, really excited about it. And I know it's going to be so successful. And I know that everyone that has been following me and supporting me and listening to this podcast for the last few years, like, this is going to be so right up your alley because it's everything that I am. And I really think that it just really embodies the biggest reasons why people follow me, why people continue to stick around and support what I do, which I am so grateful for. So this all started, it was last year. I did a lot of on paper, my business doubled and it was like very exciting. And everyone was like, oh my gosh, like she's expanding, like expanding, expanding, expanding. And like, yes, that is true. But what was really happening below and behind the surface, behind the scenes, below the surface was a lot of contraction, a lot of refining, a lot of deep shadow work, a lot of rewiring past conditioning. There was so many things happening. It was like, I was like this iceberg where like on top, it was like this beautiful iceberg and you're like, wow, how pretty. And then like underneath, there's like this gargantuan amount that people just don't see. And that's kind of how it felt in 2023 for me. I was literally redoing the entire back end of my business. I was setting it up in a way where before like it could support like 20 people at once. But if we were to get like 1,000 people into a program or into the business, like it would have overwhelmed the system. And so I realized like, this is what's holding me back. And if I really want a business that can hold 1,000, I have to actually make that happen even when I'm not attracting 1,000 at once. And so we completely reorganized the back end of my business. I hired a business manager. I hired a business coach who is so good at that kind of stuff. And so we really like redid a lot of things. I also reimagined what I wanted my product suite to look like. And we created very specific signature offers that, you know, were really pieces of what I had to offer. They were all these three things, plus like the society, which is my membership of masterclasses. These like four pillars were really like the embodiment of who I am and what I coach on and what I love to help people with and what I love, the journey I love to support people through. So it was great and I was really enjoying it. But then towards the end of the year, I kind of had this moment where I was like, but I don't really want to be launching four different things over and over and over and over again. Like I love that I have these signature programs, but I don't think that I want to do live launches for them all the time. Because, you know, one of the things that I think a lot of people have to have a really hard time like acknowledging or just coming to terms with within themselves is like, we will go so far in one direction and then we feel like we can't leave it. And I experienced the backlash of this when I was building a network marketing business. You know, I got to the very top of that company and it was very apparent that everybody assumed that now I would be here forever, that like this would be what I would be doing forever now. And I don't think I ever felt like that. I think I always knew that this was another lily pad in the journey. And it was a big one and I'm so grateful for it, but it was never like the mountaintop. It was never like the biggest thing. And even now that I have this successful coaching business and I do coach hundreds of people all the time on so many different areas of business and mindset and personal power and human design and astrology and getting to know yourself, like all these different things that I do, I still don't think that like business and mindset coaching, personal power coaching is like my mountaintop. I actually know that. It's another leap. It's another spot on the lily pad, which I'm so grateful for. And I am loving it right now. But I also know that there's speaking for me in the future and there's books in the future and there's things that are already on their way to me that I just have to be available for. So all that being said, I had a VIP day with my coach, which is basically like I pay to spend the day with her. And really, she really helped me kind of put into words what I had been thinking. And what we decided was there was something missing, and it was that I had all of these individual offers. But what was happening is a lot of people were going from one to the next to the next. And that's awesome for my bank account. But in an integrity perspective, I was like, well, but I don't think that that's like necessarily how it should be. Like, I really feel like they should be able to, everyone should be able to come into my world and get like everything that I do, because it's not easy to just like break it up into like, here's how to start a business. Here's how to put human design into your business. Here's how to return to your personal power and your feminine leadership. Those are all just pieces of a puzzle. So there was a lot of overlap happening in my courses. And so it kind of like all came together in December. So this little idea that seeded sometime around like September, October was like planted in December. And so for the last few months, I've been hard at work, kind of, again, setting up on the back end everything and putting all these pieces in place, hiring out new team, investing in new services, new avenues, new tech, new platforms. I've been really working hard behind the scenes to get ready for this next thing, which again, stay tuned on my Instagram tomorrow, Thursday and Friday. If you don't yet follow me on Instagram, my Instagram is Danielle_onthedaily. Just wait. It's all going to become so clear so soon. But it's all been this like slow build. And so as a generator in human design, if you have a generator chart, and maybe you're a manifesting generator, but if you have sacral authority, if you have a sacral battery, even if you have emotional authority, honestly, but you're still sacral. So if your sacral is defined on your human design chart, launches for you should really be like a slow striptease. And somebody said it to me once, like, think of it like a Demi Moore striptease. And I was like, oh my gosh, that makes so much sense. Because when a generator launches something or a manifesting generator launches something, they have to get excited about it. And if they don't have enough time, enough runway, enough launch period, enough like slow drips to get excited about it, then it's almost like, for lack of a better word, like blowing your load too quickly, like having sex and like having an orgasm too fast. Like it's almost like that, where you're like, oh, womp womp. Like it sucks. And then you don't get as excited about it, which means that other people don't get excited about it. Because remember, with a sacral battery, like I am here to light myself up. And if I light myself up, then everybody is excited. Like remember, generators and MGs, we bring sunshine or we bring rain clouds. There's no in between. And so
if you're not giving yourself enough runway to, you know, like to build, right? If you're not giving yourself enough space, enough time to actually like get excited about what you're doing, then it's going to come too fast. And then other people aren't going to have enough time to get excited about it. And I've done this before. And so I know that this is the case. I've done this with other things and it's been super successful. And then sometimes like I don't do this and it's not successful. A really good example of this is, because you know, I'm all about transparency, I decided kind of last minute that I was going to drop like a merch capsule, and it was going to be sweatshirts and hats. And it was going to be like my brand manifesto, which like my brand manifesto is fucking awesome. And it's like so sexy and it just draws you in and you read it and you're like, yeah, that's amazing. But the problem was I did it more of like a flash sale mentality, where I was like, ooh, let's just surprise them and do it for 3 weeks in February. And like, it did fine. Like by standard definition, it sold fine. In my mind, it was going to be so much better, but I didn't give myself enough time to get excited about it. Like I shot the content really fast. I shot the stuff really fast. We made it really fast. Like everything just happened really fast. And it didn't give me enough time to really like build my anticipation and my joy around it, which means that not my audience didn't have enough time to build their excitement and joy around it, which means that in my mind, it wasn't as successful as I know it could have been. Now, by contrast, the way that I'm launching this thing is I Taylor Swift this shit. I actually like dripped little Easter eggs along the way. multiple times since like probably beginning of February. I've been like slowly dripping things, and like most people don't even notice that that's what I'm doing. But when everything like comes out this week and you really know what it is I'm launching, like you're going to be like, oh my gosh, she's been hinting at this the whole time. And it's been making me so excited because I can even hear it in my voice right now. Like everybody around me is like, what the heck are you launching? I'm so excited to find out. I'm so excited to know what's coming. Like what the heck is going on? And I'm like, stay tuned. And so it's really like this little strip tease where I'm getting more excited about it as I go. So by the time it's actually here, like I'm bursting at the seams. And that's how a generator and a manifesting generator should launch things. So this new thing, like by the time it actually happens, it's going to be from December pretty much through the spring. So we're talking like between 4 and 6 months of a like runway for me to get excited. Now, like active sales period will be like more of a month long, but still, I've been getting excited about this for multiple months. And so if you're a generator and you're in business and you're like, I feel like everything I launch like flops, are you giving yourself enough time to get excited about it? Are you giving yourself like 2 to 4 weeks to really build? Are you letting things happen? Or are you like, I'm excited, go launch, drop it, change direction, new course, new program, new this, new that, new service, new sale, new this, because that's why, because you're not excited about them. You're just like doing whatever you think you should in order to make more sales because you've heard that like flash sales work. And I'm not saying flash sales don't work sometimes. Like flash sales for me work for Black Friday. But the reason for that is because everybody now knows that Black Friday is big for me. Like the 12 days of D is big in my business. So now like I have excitement around it. So as we come into the Black Friday and 12 days of D season, I'm building my excitement. Even though each individual day is a different sale, I prep my audience to understand that it's coming. So it's working the same way, even if it is flash sales. Manifesting generators, you're going to be the same way, but you might just do it a little bit quicker. It may not be as slow and drawn out, right? Like the strip tease may be a little faster than a generator, but it's going to be the same idea. So then I know what you're thinking out there. If you're like, hey, I'm a manifester, I'm a projector, I'm a reflector. How the heck do I launch? Again, I'm going to go so much deeper into this soon. You're going to know more soon, but from a high level, manifestors, your job is to inform. Your job is to like, let us know what's happening. So surprise launches, surprise things, like after maybe you've like completely disappeared off the internet for like months. And then all of a sudden it's just like, boom, here's something new. That's actually going to be really beneficial for you because of how your energy works and because of what we expect from you. Like you are the fire starter. When you move, we move. So like if you've been off and you haven't been like promoting anything in a while, but then you just like surprise us, it's probably going to be really, really successful for you. Similar to projector, projectors, you know, there's like a lot of observation time. So you may enjoy a little bit of both. Like you may enjoy a little bit of like little, okay. So perfect example, Taylor Swift, she is a projector. So if you think about the way that, that she launches things, she like leaves Easter eggs for sure. So like in her mind, like she's a mastermind, but that's really the mastermind thing. Yes, that's part projector, but that's also her Sagittarius. Like she's a Sagittarius. She's also a Scorpio rising. So she just has like a lot of like witchy things that she does in her branding that like when she drops little hints, like it's more for her audience to get excited. For her, it's very calculated. And projector, the projector says like, she doesn't give like any dates. She doesn't tell you when something's coming. She's dropping little Easter eggs to get you excited and talking and buzzing and all the things. But then she comes in and she's like, bah-bah. And like all of a sudden, like she's just like at the Grammys being like, I have a new album coming out. Surprise. And like that really works for her because there's this element of surprise, but there's also this element of like masterminding the whole thing and like being one, like 12 steps ahead all the time. That is a very projector way to launch. And then for my reflectors, you really get to have a little bit more fun. Like I always say, like reflectors get to have fun with the way that they launch things because they can kind of do both. Like you're the chameleons. So like sometimes you may feel more joy in like a long drawn out launch process, especially when it's something really big that you're doing. That gives your like lunar cycle the time to like really get used to and be excited about what you're launching. For something a little smaller, you might be able to do some flash sales and it may be something that you can be like, ba-bing, and like surprise and delight yourself, right? Like, so you get to play in that, in those two, in that juxtaposition of like, sometimes it's slow and it's drawn out because it's going with the moon. And then sometimes I launch things because I like to stay surprised and like something happened, I got excited, woo, I launched it. So like reflectors, allow yourself to play in both realms because I think you're going to have a lot of fun with that. And if you're surprised and you're delighted, then your audience is surprised and delighted as well. So I'm hoping this was helpful. Stay tuned. I know now you're like, okay, but like still, what the fuck are you launching? Again, it's exciting and you're gonna love it. Put your sunnies on. Future's looking bright. Bring your sunscreen. You know what I mean? Bring your sunscreen. The future's looking bright. We're very excited. Anyway, make sure you click the link in my show notes to be a part of Persona, the free masterclass I have coming out at the end of the month, all about like how to ground yourself and like how to detach from like the criticisms that you've always received and like what is protection for you? What is actually your audience? Like a lot of it I'm going to be talking about and it's all very astrologically and human design based. So it's going to be fun. And I'll be back on Friday with another episode where I'm going to tell you so much more about what's coming. And I hope that you're here for it. I hope you have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.